The last time we were talking about this was back in November when we found out that the budget for these crossing attendants had been cut by 50% since 2008 and that the number of lollipop men and women had been allowed to fall by a quarter from 89 down to 66. Now, at the time, the City Council said it knew it was a problem and it was doing its best to recruit new people. But this week we found out that the numbers have dropped again by another 12 down to 54. So that's another reduction of almost 20%, and it means that Portsmouth has actually lost 4 out of 10 of these posts since 2008.
Yeah, impressive figures. The council says it's because people aren't willing, or certainly the council can't find people willing to take this job on.
Yes, that's certainly the line. Officially, there are still 76 posts in total, but at the moment, 22 of those are vacant. And the council says that the main difficulty is finding people to come forward and apply. One of the vacancies is outside Court Lane Infant School up near Cosham, where campaigner Eileen Peaston's been trying to get a replacement lollipop person for more than a year. This is what she had to say about the current situation.
I find it is strange, because they know when you've got kids involved, they've got to have these crossings to get the kids across the road, especially with childminders who've got 5 or 6 kids attached to them. This is it. So I can't see where they're, you know, so far behind in pushing this forward. This is it. They know they have to have them. I can't find the difficulty. Are they waiting for somebody to be killed? So far, nobody's been killed, but, you know, are they going to take full responsibility when some kid is killed?
That's school crossing campaigner Eileen Peaston from Portsmouth there. Well, listening to that is Mark Griffin, Assistant Head of Transport at Portsmouth City Council. He's also in our Gunwolf Key studio. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, everyone.
We reported in November that the budget for school crossing attendance had been cut by 50% since 2008. Is part of the problem here to do with money?
I think today, no, it's not a problem about money. There has been a lot of uncertainty about council finances, as everyone knows, but our budgets are increasingly tight. For a while, this has meant that we've had to be cautious about recruiting, but we now have a clearer view of what money is available and also a much clearer direction from the political leadership of the council.
But 22 vacancies is presumably not the kind of position that you'd like to be in, and I wonder if you share Eileen's concerns that this is endangering lives.
I certainly am disappointed that we have vacancies. I'd like to have them all filled. And I also take on Arlene's view about the safety, and it's obviously imperative to Portsmouth City Council, imperative to me as a person as well. The numbers have dropped, unfortunately. We have an issue with recruiting.
What is the issue?
I can explain. Sorry to interrupt you, Steve. That we have issues of people leaving, so people have retired, people have become unwell, so couldn't carry out the job. That is, unfortunately, the reasons why we had a drop in numbers.
Yeah, so that, I mean, you would know that people were going to retire. Most likely they would.
Yes.
You know, the clock keeps ticking. Age is creeping up on all of us. So you didn't do enough to make preparations for that?
We've always been recruiting, albeit on our website. And I think from this we've learned lessons that maybe we need to do that more, hence why we're here today, and also advertising in the media, the news, to gain some interest, to get people interested in the role for these positions that are vacant at the moment.
Yeah. Are there lots of hoops to jump through? Is it a difficult thing in terms of paperwork? Because presumably you'd have to be subject to CRB checks. And, you know, ultimately this is a kind of £80 a week role. I just wonder if people are less likely to go through that rigorous application process for the relatively small remuneration.
Well, the council is certainly committed to safeguarding children and expects all our staff that be involved with children to have a CRB disclosure. So I'd hope that wouldn't put people off. But we'd certainly like to encourage people to come up with a role. It's working fresh air, working with families, satisfaction of work, keeping people safe in the communities, giving something back to the community.
If we're sat here in 6 months' time and those 22 vacancies, or a substantial percentage of them, are still vacancies, will you have failed to do your job?
Of course I will, and I want to make those vacancies filled. That's one of my aims of this role. So I will certainly work with my colleague who manages the school crossing patrol and the assistants. They're all very, very committed, very professional, do a very good job in sometimes difficult situations, certainly when we have, unfortunately, people don't turn up to work, and then we have an issue of getting people and making children safe. And we'll do our best to get those 22 positions filled and to ensure that children are safe crossing the road.